This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We've got our live and local band of the week, Mr. Blank.
We will never let it to you. No. We will never do what you do. No, no, we want and we get it from you. We do what we like and we like what we do. So let's get a party going. Let's get a party. When it's time to party, we will party hard. Let's get a party going. When it's time to party, we will party hard. Party hard. Party hard. Party hard.
This is our loud and local band of the week, Mr. Blank. You want to find out how to get their music? Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
These guys get you all horned up, BJ.
Horned up!
That's right, because they're a ska band.
Oh, I can't believe you did. Yeah.
And they're coming out. They're playing June 18th over at the Funhouse. That'll be a lot of fun to see those guys. And their album, it's titled Blankenstein, came out in 2020. And they cover Party Hard from Andrew WK, and that just freaking rolls.
Yeah!
Hey, do you like getting horned up for local music shows?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, Tim.
Well, Sunday nights, 8 o'clock, it's loud and local. Two solid hours of great local music. Yes, music like Mr. Blank. Happy Friday, everybody. And if, man, that Mr. Blank, man, it got me in a good mood.
Yeah, them covering Andrew WK made my morning.
Exactly. That's 100% awesome right there. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Brad on Whidbey Island. Brad, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Brad will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Brad, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses. Yes, 3. Are you ready?
I am ready.
The United Kingdom consists of England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and where?
Pass.
Who played the role of Jesse Katsopoulos on the TV show Full House?
John Stamos.
Yes. Which actor has portrayed Batman most recently?
Oh, man, Twilight. Robert Pattinson?
Yes. Plymouth is a brand of what kind of alcohol?
One more time.
Plymouth is a brand of what kind of alcohol?
Gin, vodka.
Gin, yes. In which decade did Richie Valens pass away?
60s?
No.
50s.
Yes. What is the third letter of the Greek alphabet?
Delta?
No.
Beta?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
What sport is Dennis Rodman best known for playing professionally?
Basketball.
Yes. The traditional Wimbledon colors are green and what?
Red.
No.
White.
No.
Blue.
No. How many degrees is a right angle?
80?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Horrible. You know what? And I hate to be a stickler. I'm not sure he got the Batman one correct. I don't think he said the name right. I could have heard it wrong.
Brad? Yeah, I heard it. I heard it wrong, too.
Brad, what was the name of the person there?
Robert Patterson?
No.
Patterson.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. All right. Gotta take one away.
You guys have got me. Batman's my man, too. And you guys have got me twice now with two different Batman questions.
Oh, dude. Oh,
dude,
well.
Have you seen the latest Batman movie?
Oh,
Batman?
Yeah. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Wow. Can't believe you don't know the dude's name. That's interesting.
I know. Right?
Well, he's close, to be fair. It's not like he did.
Yeah,
know it
but
at all.
You know what? I mean, I'm not going to poo poo on BJ's nitpick
no,
here.
No, agree. I agree with him.
It cost me. I may not get a song out of this.
I know. Look at that. You being fair and, keeping the integrity of the
game.
Steve, you're back.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Do I have a birthday shout out?
Nice.
So yo, Migs, it's my birthday today. My birthday only falls on Friday the 13th every 7 or so years, so it's actually good luck.
Nice.
Shout me out today on B Migs, and you will win from J Dog.
All right, then.
All right.
We got the luck of J Dog.
Is it JJ? JR? Is JR?
J Dog.
J Dog with two G's.
Happy birthday, J Dog.
J Dog, it's your birthday.
Oh, I wonder if he's cousin to Snoop.
Yes. And Nate.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
They're all relatives.
And hot.
Hot dog with two G's?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you ready, Steve?
Ah, yes.
The United Kingdom consists of England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and where?
Ireland.
London. No.
England.
No, I said England.
Oh.
France.
Yes.
No. Who played the role of Jesse Katsopoulos in the TV show Full House?
John Stamos.
Yes. Yeah. Which actor has portrayed Batman most recently?
Batman. Robert Pattinson.
Yes.
Nice.
Plymouth is a brand of what kind of alcohol?
Rock.
No.
Crack.
No.
Gin.
Okay. Yes. Woo. In which decade did Richie Valens pass away?
He passed away in the 50s.
Yes. What is the third letter of the Greek alphabet?
Gamma.
Yes.
Nice.
What sport is Dennis Rodman best known for playing professionally?
Basketball.
Yes. The traditional
The traditional
Wimbledon colors are green and what?
White.
No.
Yellow.
No.
Oh, that's a tennis ball. Blue?
No. How many degrees is a right angle?
90.
Yes. What is Bill Clinton's middle name?
Billy Bob Clinton.
No.
It's not Billy Bob.
Winfred?
Come on.
Winfred?
It's
you said Winfred?
Yes.
Who has?
Come on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win 7-4.
Come on.
Pattinson didn't matter, Brad, but you know.
Sorry, Brad.
Yeah. Steve had the power of J-Dog on his side.
That's right. J-Dog. We did it. We did it, J-Dog. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Oh, my goodness. Does anybody know the traditional?
Jefferson.
Whoa. Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
William Jefferson.
That's,
I had to say it, William.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't say with Bill, yeah.
Messed me up. Once I thought William Jefferson Clinton.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well, at least you got there.
Yeah.
The traditional Wimbledon colors are green and anybody?
I don't know.
Pink?
Purple. Kind of close right there.
Would never guessed it.
Yeah. You'd have to be a fan of like tennis or something.
And I totally don't have a clue. So yeah, I wouldn't have got that one.
You might get this one though. The UK consists of England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and...
Is it Wales?
Yes.
All right then.
Yes,
Wales.
I always forget that Wales is a country.
Wales.
For some reason, I think it's just part of England and it's not.
No, it's not. It's a country.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Steve, on your win.
Thank you.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you.
All right. Well, this is your time, people. Yes, your time to speak about whatever you think you should speak about. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
We got your calls. We got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And anything is up for grabs, whatever you want to talk about, but you do have to follow Steve's rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. That's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you.
And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Got another birthday shout-out. Actually, my buddy Megan, she messaged me and said, hey, can you give a birthday shout-out to Roland and Logan, please? That's her kids. We're in the car listening on the way to school for about 10 more minutes. Hopefully, we caught it just in time. But
nice.
Happy birthday, Roland and Logan. They've come and seen me wrestle over in Everett a few times, and they're awesome kids.
Give it out a shout.
Happy birthday, guys.
Yeah. I'm going to body slam you next time I see you.
Oh, no. Really? Here we go.
Yeah. Okay, it's escalating.
Well, that's what happens. I'm in the mood, BJ. Got a big match tonight. I'm ready to fight.
Let's go. Where are you fighting tonight?
Tonight in Tacoma over for SOS Pro Wrestling at the new Edison Square, which is like a new building. It used to be a pizza place on South Tacoma Way, Rev was telling me.
Yeah.
And I'll be wrestling there in Tacoma. It's going to be a lot of fun.
There's some great food right around your neck of the woods, Rev. That's nice.
I know, right? And also close for me, too. It's a lot easier of a drive home than from Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, good point. That's right. Boy, yeah. I mean, you know, Rev, he might be able to sweat all over your house. I mean, that's how close he is.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Sweating all over my house.
Yeah, we're going to take that match outside of the Edison Square. And we're going to work our way to your house, brother, and we're going to fight on your lawn.
Oh, all right. I mean, I can open up the rainbow room for y'all.
Post game, post match,
like this.
Spirits.
There we go. Is the Rev? Is the rainbow room a bar or just a bedroom with a theme of rainbows?
It's just a. It's the bedroom with the theme of rainbows. I got the weird shag carpet.
And it's the acid room.
Oh, okay.
Well, we don't call it that. We call it the rainbow room. But I mean, hey, you do you, buddy.
Yeah, that's right, man. Whatever you want. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It is Listeners on the Loose.
I like this question because I've been seeing a lot of people speculating because obviously we just heard about the schedule announced for the Seahawks and Monday Night Football, the first game for your Seahawks, the home opener, taking on the Denver Broncos featuring the hated Russell Wilson.
How crazy is that?
And somebody said, who should raise the 12th man flag for the home opener? I vote future, LOL.
Future
is hysterical.
Yeah, that's hysterical.
I wonder if they're going to play more future at Seahawks games, just to kind of like I don't see the Seahawks are a classy organization. I don't really see them like
unless you know somebody is you know slips through the cracks.
Yes.
He's got the temperament that we have.
Oh, like if I was in charge of, I'd probably hire Golden Tate and Doug Baldwin to raise the 12th man flag.
That's what you're talking about. Yeah,
and I mean, what is it? September and what month are we in? May.
Yeah.
Do you think you could teach somebody to sing by September?
Sing lessons. Come on.
Then we have the former Mrs. Wilson, Ashton, sing the national anthem.
Wow.
Is that too much?
That would be trippy. I mean, look, if you're trying to get in the head of a player, if Richard Sherman was in charge of all this, he would say yes, do it.
Oh, yeah, bring in Richard as well.
Yeah, because, I mean, Richard's all about getting in the heads of the opponents. And look, when the game is on, everything is fair game. And so I'm all for it. Anything to rattle Russell.
But that would go down in the history books. The Seahawks hired a professional singer to teach Russell Wilson's ex-wife how to sing so she can sing at the national anthem.
And
wouldn't that be insane?
Yes. Oh, yeah, and then you got Future raising the 12th man. Oh, yeah.
Or Golden Tate.
Yeah.
Or Angry Doug.
Angry Doug.
Angry Doug.
Yeah, love this plan.
Actually, having Doug Baldwin raise the 12th man flag would be pretty amazing.
Well, Doug Baldwin. Now, I don't know, man, I'm missing something. I understand, Golden Tate because of the allegations of what went on between him and maybe somebody's ex-wife. Mm-hmm. What about Doug? What's Doug Baldwin doing that would piss off Russell? I'm missing this.
Doug was always known for not being... Like him and Russell would always get into like arguments. Apparently, that was the
just
rumor.
That stuff.
Like,
okay,
not like real like hatred towards each other, but from what it sounded like is that like you know they worked really well together, but there was almost like a negative chemistry that worked well for those two.
Yeah,
And that's just speculation, of course.
Here's what I will tell you. It feels to me like it just the demeanor of both of them when they both spoke. Doug Baldwin struck me as a more genuine person, where Russell just seemed like he was saying what you're supposed to say.
Yes.
And
including pretend cursing on that damn Broncos video. I swear.
Yeah.
I'm willing to put all of my money in my pocket right now, Don, that he did not actually swear in that video.
I think you're right about that. I feel like that just isn't something that Russell would do. He wouldn't be saying the real words, and you don't have to if they're going to bleep you out.
If that video ever surfaces, my gosh, it's going to be amazing.
But it wouldn't. I think everybody would just be like, "Yeah, I kind of figured." No one's going to be like, "Oh, that phony."
No, but I still want to see it. Like, at that point, it would just be hilarious to witness.
Yeah,
that.
I'm sure it's that fudging guy is what he's saying.
Rev, do you have that clip? It was the second clip from the Broncos video where Russell Wilson's pretending to be an intern for the Denver Broncos, and he starts going off on Russell Wilson's house and then some other stuff as well.
And Peyton Manning, I think, yeah.
Yes.
There's 12 bathrooms, 4 beds. Like, who does that? They need to get some more bedrooms.
Hey, new guy. Peyton wants some honey in his tea. I want the good
This guy's unbelievable. Who has honey at the facility?
Yeah, we don't even hear a goon at the end of it.
Yeah.
Or a He probably just said, like, heck.
Yeah.
Heckin'.
Yeah. I thought, you know what? That's a good bet to take, Steve, that Russell never actually swore in with those bleeps. That's a good way to take it.
I'm so excited for that game.
Oh, yeah. It's, I mean, when I know more about what our team is going to look like, it's still an amazing game. It's a good job in the NFL saying, yes, this is the biggest drama of the season. And again, it is cool that we're involved, because Seattle was never, ever even thought about when it came to football for so many years. Nobody cared about us. So even though Russell's not on the team anymore, we're still the focal point of what could be the biggest game of the season, at least the biggest game of the season to start a season.
BJ, it's funny you say that, though, because anyone who's like in their 20s has no idea of what you're saying, because I think for the last 10 or so years, the Seahawks have been viewed at a very high, longer. Mm-hmm. You know, I think those days of us having that chip on our shoulder, that's a chip that only the old folks like us have.
You are right. And that, you know, plus the whole Sonics leaving and really us being considered, I think we were voted the worst sports town in America out of the major cities.
But that was over 10 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, you're right that they don't know. And yet we lived it, man.
We did. You don't know our struggle.
And when I first came here a skillion years ago, there were blackouts of the Seahawks games because nobody was going.
They could not sell them out.
Yeah.
Right now, it's for that opening game, the cheapest tickets I've found are $296 for nosebleeds.
Yeah, and it's a corner nosebleed.
Yeah, it's
too.
Corner nosebleeds before fees.
Unless this is a miracle season that nobody expects, price will go down a lot.
So you see?
Yeah, after that first game. There was one time last year that they were like $25, remember?
I know.
Yeah.
I knew that the first game would always go for a pretty penny, even if it wasn't against the Broncos, because everyone's excited no matter what. But then the prices might go down because the team's not playing well. So I said, did you notice that the Monday night game, September 12th, hashtag 12th man.
Oh, okay.
Hashtag the numbers are in our stars, or however that works.
Yeah, however you guys want to look at it. I'm high on Levi. Of course, you're locked on lock. And everyone's saying no to Gino. So I
please no, dude. Did you see? So I don't know if you had a chance though to watch the Seahawks. Someone even asked if we watched that video of the Seahawks pranking their players about the schedule, which was very funny. It's a long video, but it's super funny. But there's while I'm watching, I'm like, who's the dorky guy that's always there with the team? And then I realized, oh, that's Drew Locke. Not in a bad way. Dorks, no dorks, you know. But he doesn't look like, you know, he just looks like a young kid.
Yeah.
He's such a baby face.
Well, I'm excited because I feel like the kind of offense they want to run, as long as he doesn't break anything, right? I mean, we want to run the ball a lot, and hopefully
you sound like my parents when we go shopping.
Yeah, I mean, that's really...
Steven, keep your hands in your pockets. So
that's
break
all you
anything.
Want. You just don't want, you know, to sit there and have a great drive and then have, like, your quarterback throw an interception or your quarterback fumbling the ball. That's... You don't want to do too much, you know, just let... You know, that's, I think, what they want out of anybody, unless, of course, they get pleasantly surprised by my guy Levi, and they go, holy cow, wow, it's Russell too. How cool is this?
You and your Levi, man.
Oh, I want this. I want Levi. How cool would it be?
I don't even think he's not even going to make the practice squad.
Okay. You know, maybe you're right.
Whoa.
But the skill set and everything they talk about with this guy, why they picked him up in the first place. Imagine the new, like if you're Russell Wilson, you see the younger version of you on the other side of the field. Like, talk about being replaced, and you realize the guy is just me, but younger. I mean, if that comes to be, if Levi can make the team, that would, because he got, because that's everything I've read about him, is that he does everything that Russell did. You know, mobile, big hands. I mean, all the way they described it, it was like, you'd swear they were writing about Russell.
We need to draft him. We didn't even draft him. We need to just sign because nobody else picked him, including us. But we need to get a guy with big hands that's mobile.
Yeah, a short dude that's got big hands that's mobile. That's pretty much Russell Wilson.
I'm still willing to put that steak dinner on it.
Well, yeah, I know you are. And I'm willing to say I will put fast food. You'll win fast food from me, and I'll win a steak dinner from you because you have great odds. That's what we call the odds.
Agreed. Gentlemen's bet.
All right, gentlemen's bet. You, whatever fast food restaurant, and we're talking, it's, you know, the you know what I'm talking about. We're talking like the Golden Arches, the Burger Kings, the Shake Shacks, the, you know, the Jack in the Boxes.
Oh, no, I'm getting a double Whopper with French
whatever
fries.
You want. Yeah, well, yeah, whatever you want. And me?
I already know what I want.
You know what?
Double Canless. Impossible Burger because it's even more expensive. I'm going high end.
Oh, yeah. All right. You can do whatever you want to do. It's your, you know, it's your crazy time if you win. What happens, by the way, what happens if neither Locke or Levi start?
If it's just Baker Mayfield, all of a sudden waltzes in.
Oh, I hope not.
It's just a draw at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we just buy each other a beef stick.
There you go.
Just one beef stick.
Yeah. That works out well for me.
You don't want Baker?
No, not at all. I really don't want nothing against the dude. I just feel like
nothing against him, but I no way in hell no, do I want that man.
Nothing against him personally. Professionally, I just feel like we don't need him. We do not need to get him.
He played great when he was healthy.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't want to give anything away from him. We're in a rebuilding situation where anybody wants to. I don't want to sacrifice a dime for this guy. I don't want to pay any of his salary. I'd rather go with Drew Locke or get high on Levi than go with a guy who's already injury prone, pay him a lot of money, and have him be injured again. I don't
want one injury. I think, I don't know. I wouldn't want to spend a lot of money either on him. I don't have to be like a totally restructured deal because, like, he does have, he's not making like superstar quarterback money, but he's making more than a rookie contract deal quarterback.
Exactly.
Right. So you don't want to completely back up the truck for something like that. But if they could get him on a discount, because I got to imagine it seems like nobody's going to want him just because everyone's kind of got their guy. And they're going to have to release him. I don't know. I mean, I'm not opposed to the idea. I'm not going to be heartbroken if they don't get him.
I don't know how the contracts work, but if they release him, which means his contract is null and void and he's got to do a new one and they can get him on the cheap, that's a whole different story, Steve. I can't argue with giving him a shot if we can get him for cheap, 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 cheap. Mm-hmm. I want him for Drew Locke money. I want him for, you know, Levi money.
For Geno Smith money.
Yeah, that's what I want him for.
$2 million, sure.
Yeah, then I'll give him a shot.
Why not?
Then I'll give him a shot, but...
As long as he doesn't make those stupid commercials at Lumen Field, I'm good with that.
Oh, he's living at Lumen Field. He's got to live in Lumen Field. Oh,
I just want him to take pictures in front of like wild exotic animals like he did before.
Oh.
I'm in for that.
And you know what? When we talk about corny, I mean, you know, he was super corny. Like, I'm living at the stadium. You know.
But wasn't it him and took a picture in front of a tiger?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Dude.
Oh, there's your guy.
Okay,
there's your guy.
Do you remember this picture?
I don't remember him in a tiger. Hold on. You got it for me?
Shirtless in front of a sweet car with a tiger.
Whoa.
That needs to be that's the anti-Russ right there.
Okay.
That's the exact opposite of Russell Wilson.
We're getting Joe Exotic as a quarterback. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, just look at him just walking around shirtless, walking a tiger. There's nothing more awesome than that.
This is why you are not in charge of personnel recruitment.
Somebody actually made that picture of him as the Tiger King.
As the Tiger King. He's our Tiger King.
It's a great picture. It's a great brand when you're winning. But when you're not winning, you look like a moron. And I don't know if I want that guy here.
Think the Tiger's got like a Seahawks jersey on. He can't wear a jersey because he's shirtless, of course.
Yeah, he's got to go out shirtless. That's how he's going to be the Bert Kreischer of football. Sure, let him do it.
Gosh, that would be the best thing ever.
Yeah, you see, you have a whole different agenda. You don't even care if we win. You just want that.
I just want awesomeness. And I feel like that picture alone brings awesomeness.
All right. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just texted and said, how about hockey this weekend? 3 game 7s in the first round with a possibility of 3 more. I didn't know hockey season continued after the Kraken were done.
Yeah.
I thought it was over.
Didn't exist.
I see your boys are still in it, man. They won yesterday.
They pulled it out, so now it's a big game in Carolina, and I don't have a lot of hope because I always feel like, you know, they figure it out. Like, the home team eventually does figure it out when it's super close.
Yeah, but game 7, anything can happen.
Yeah.
One and done now.
We'll see. We'll see what's going on. It's come down to this.
And a couple other games. Yeah, I could potentially go into game 7. I mean, you got the Panthers are up right now on the Capitals 3 games to 2, so that could change.
Yeah, well, you're in the Maple Leafs again had the opportunity.
They lost.
Yeah.
3-3 series tie.
Here we go, Toronto again with
tomorrow.
Game 7.
That's the one I'm definitely going to have to watch.
Yeah.
Cuz man, you're going to watch a team playing so desperate to win.
Yeah, it is the drama of hockey. Is like, will the Maple Leafs blow it again? You know, like they did. I mean, you know, you got a 3 games to 2 lead and you could wrap it up. And then to go back and then lose 2 in a row, like again, like really, Toronto?
That's a lot of pressure, man.
Yeah.
They had the pressure of so many failed seasons. Like, that's what gets hard, I think. Like, I wonder, like, someone texted out, I can't find the text, but they said, like, would you want to play on a team where the entire city has high expectations of you, or play on a team where the entire city doesn't give an F about you? Which is kind of like back in the day when, like, the Atlanta Thrashers were around. Like, do you want to play for Atlanta? Maybe be a star player, but no one knows who you are and nobody cares if your team wins or loses. Or do you want to be a star player in Toronto where you're a rock star wherever you go, but if you guys don't win, you're also like the world's worst human being?
Well, James Paxton, you know, big Maple Leaf pitch for us. It was a mental health situation for him. It was hard for him to pitch in New York because of that.
I think I'd rather be on the team that, oh man, it's hard though. You want to play, like, I think that's why a lot of people playing on the Kraken are really enjoying it. Granted, Kraken fans aren't demanding yet, but they're very passionate. So I think that there's a lot of players that have enjoyed being here because of the passion. So
it'll be interesting, Steve, because, you know, Seattle fans are a lot kinder than other fans in general.
Yeah, but I think once you start winning, I mean, you look at with the Hawks. I mean, people are calling for, like, Pete Carroll's head, Russell Wilson when he was still on the team. I mean, you get to that point where you just have high expectations. I don't know what it would be like to play in Toronto. Like, that's a hockey city, obviously, and the team has historically failed in the first round.
Do you see the fans booing people outwardly on the field? Like,
yes.
Do you see that will be happening?
100%.
Here in Seattle, you'll see that the fans of Kraken fans will start booing. That's what I'm saying.
It'll be a while.
Yeah.
But yes.
I mean, Trevor Story is already getting boos in Boston, and he's a big free agent they signed, and it's only been a month, and he hasn't been hitting well, and he's just getting, I mean, they're booing the hell out of him.
I mean, we started seeing it with the Seahawks in the last few seasons where, like, certain games, the fans were booing them out of the stadium.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not all, but boos cut through the audio. You know, they cut through the crowd chatter a lot better than, like, a yay. You know, and people start booing, you hear it.
It's nice to see that the fan, because I think, I really do think the fans can finally compel management to do something, because I always felt like sometimes management was like, well, why do we got to put a good product on the field? The fans are tuned in. The fans are nice. They don't care. And I'd be like, yeah,
we
see.
We need to start burning jerseys. That's what we need to start doing.
That's what you got
to
do. That's what you got to do. So, yeah, so hockey playoffs, that's fun. It's fun to have a good down to game sevens. And I do believe, Steve, a lot more people care because we have a team now. I think you are going to see a lot of Seattle folks really, like, invested in the playoffs this year as opposed to other years.
No, I've heard from a few people, including some of my people in my wife's family, who I never cared at all a lick about hockey. And the last time I saw them was on Mother's Day, and they were just like, how about that game against Toronto? I'm like, who, what, where were you this whole time that I've been in part of this family? I'm so happy. Like, that's, it's awesome that, like, the Kraken have turned people into just hockey fans, not just Kraken fans.
And it's going to be so sweet when all of a sudden it's your team in there. That's what I love about it. Is like, you know, I love following a team as they're rising,
next
and then
year,
you go
man.
Follow the other teams, man. I mean, yeah, it's the entire experience. I don't know if it's next year.
Next year, playoffs or bust, or we burn our jerseys,
yeah,
right, guys?
That's
way too much money, man.
Yeah, you're right. Those are very expensive.
Hopefully next year. If not, then we burn a picture of a jersey.
Oh, there you go. Fair enough. That's a good way to start. Just start off, you know, print out a little picture.
Yes.
And then you start with that first.
And if we go to the Stanley Cup, we're going to the game.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Danny.
I'm putting
you
that out there.
I need to start
tickets?
Saving now.
That's fine. Let's start saving now.
All right.
We got a year.
Are you going to explain to your daughter why she can't have nice things anymore? Because she wanted to go to the Stanley
because
Cup?
Because of the loan you had to take.
Are we just going to one game, or are we trying to go to all the games?
No, just the final.
Well, there's... What do you mean the final? How do you... You don't know what the final game is.
At least two games are going to happen here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Never mind then.
Let's get a sweep.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, that's... You know what? That made everything better.
Starting the GoFundMe now.
Yeah. There we go.
We got a man who's making $12 million.
No.
It dropped to like $800,000.
My net worth is a lot less now. What is my net worth these days?
Yeah, hey, you went back up.
What are you at?
$2 million.
Oh, so see, dude, you can live without that extra million.
What am I doing that I basically lost almost $12 million and then all of a sudden made $2 million of it back?
Dude, you're like the stocks.
Yeah, well.
To the moon!
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in a way, you're not wrong.
You're BJ Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah, I looked it up right now, like went to the site, and it says $17 million now.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Dude, okay, now you can get us a suite. What did you do this weekend?
Yeah, what did you do?
This site is ridiculous. I mean, when you think about the idea that we're in the worst situation right now in a while for the stock market or investments, and what could I have done to gone from 800,000 net worth to 17 million?
Why are you asking us? You know the answer.
I'll tell you what I could have done. It's something that the government would be paying attention to me for. That's what I could have done, because it
Who's
would be massively
this?
Illegal.
Like, how often do they update it? And it's like, how does somebody just decide,
person.
BJ wasn't... I need to go check on BJ's net worth again today.
Yeah. It's like Wikipedia. I think anyone's just putting numbers
in. Can anybody edit that?
It must be, because it's the only way that's happening.
If so, let's jack that number up even higher.
Yeah, put it up there at this point. I don't care.
Let's make you a billionaire.
Let's do it.
According to mine, you're still at $2 million, so I don't know.
What website are you on?
Networthpost.org.
That's exactly the one I'm on.
Oh, that's funny.
Click refresh. Clean your cookies there, Dan. Wow, how many times do I have to tell you to clean your cookies?
Yeah,
your cookies.
If I click on it, it goes to $17
million. Oh, wow. Yeah, so I went from $2 million to $17 million in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I am an amazing investor.
Yeah, you are.
Woo!
Dude, that's you could totally afford a suite for us for the hockey.
Here's the sad news. Like a lot of us right now, as we look at our retirement accounts, we're very sad-faced. You're not getting, I mean,
just put
this
some
is
money
not the time
aside.
To hit me up for anything.
There's no guarantee it's going to happen next season, so... It's like
again,
5 seasons.
Again, you need to talk to me when things are looking a little better, because it's a little sad right now, and I don't even I'm at the point now where I don't even want to look at my 401k because I don't want to throw things.
Did you act in a movie called The 206 or a TV series called The 206?
He did.
Yeah, I was in that. Yeah,
okay, it has it listed there.
Well, you know why? Because I'm a big star. Yeah.
This is proof. You probably got like at least $5 million from that performance.
Woo! I did. Pat Cashman himself, I mean, his last name is Cash. Pat Cashman gave me $5 million to be on the 206 he knew he wanted the best. And but, that's why he put me on there.
So can you edit this?
I can't figure out a way to do it.
Otherwise, how is this happening?
It looks like, because I'm looking at multiple people who have edited the thing. And this person's name is Tom Ford, who's been doing... the editing. He was born in the UK. Like,
do you know someone named Tom Ford?
BJ? No, but I think we should look up Tom Ford and see if we can get him on the show.
Right. I would love to talk to Tom Ford.
On the shore. On the show. Let's get him on the show and say, Tom, what are you basing this on? We'd like to know.
Tom Ford is a designer as well. I didn't realize that.
Kind of looks like Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
So what, on the side, a side hustle is mistakenly putting up the price of...
Yeah. And he was also a high school teacher, according to this.
Yeah. You know what's really weird is lately, I don't know if I've shared this before. there was a Google search, you know, that comes. I have Google alerts me whenever my name is on Google for some reason. So I'm like, all right, let me see what's going on.
Not narcissistic at all.
Yeah. Very narcissistic. I used to do it for, I have it for BJ's Geek Nation. Because we were kind of in a fight back in the day with another place that had Geek Nation as the same name.
Geek Wars.
So all of a sudden, I get an email that says, BJ Shea is talking about Batman. And I'm like, this is weird. This was before the movie even came out. So then I go online. There is another BJ Shea that talks about geeky stuff. And he's a younger dude, and he spells his name the same way I do. And he's on the internet. Do you see him, Vicky?
Yeah, I found him.
Yeah, he's a totally different dude talking about Batman, which is how random is that?
Why aren't you guys getting him on Geek Nation?
Yeah, really.
You should have a BJ Shea segment with the other BJ Shea.
I think, you know what, Rev? We probably should. Let's give the guy a little love. What do you think?
Maybe? I mean, I'll look him up and see.
It'd be so great if you act like jealous and like you're just like a jerk to him. Like you're like, there'd only be one geeky BJ Shea.
What if he's the one that's worth $17 million?
It could be him.
Then we're working
Except
with the wrong
BJ.
He wasn't
on the 206.
Well, and you also produced a show called Job Hunters in 2012.
Yeah, I did.
Only rich people produce shows.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Job Hunters, by the way, still on the internet. Go check it out. A very fun show.
You're getting a check from that every month, I imagine.
Boy, God, wouldn't that be great if I was? Wouldn't it be great if I was getting like a Seinfeld-like check? But sadly, no. Also, anything about Sabrina on there?
No, I think it's Sabrina. Which?
Is that her name? It's a local TV show that was done. It's not on there?
No, those are the only two things that are listed.
Oh, dang it. I think it was Sabrina. I can't even remember the show, but I also produced that. I can't remember the show.
This guy must have heard of you. If he's doing like a geeky-based podcast or website, he's had to have Googled something that came up with BJ Shea, and then he's like, who is this guy in Seattle?
Oh, you should find out. I'm the $17 million man is who I am. Yep. He should be calling up, seeing if he can be adopted.
Well, it's funny because you have the Twitter at BJ Shea, and he is at BJ Shea 33. So you stole that from him.
Oh. Where are the other 32
of them? First guy.
There's 32 more BJ Shea's?
But how many of them are geeky Batman people?
And it looks like he's a Patriots fan.
Oh.
Is that what his jersey's wearing? Click on it.
Yeah.
He's from New England? If he's also from the New England area, how crazy is that?
Maybe he's trying to steal your identity. Wow, this is he's bizarro BJ.
Yeah. It's very weird. Well, he looks like he's having a good life. He's better looks than me.
The sweetest person on earth.
Very nice.
Very bizarro.
Sweet person, you piece of...
Yeah. He has a picture with his daughter. What if his daughter's name is Sarah?
Well, that would be insane.
And what if he actually married his cousin?
Oh.
That's probably what happened.
Maybe that's where you're confusing all this. He's the guy that went to prom with his cousin, not me.
What if his daughter's name is Sarah?
Does he have a daughter?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, we'll find out what her name is, and we'll see. He's copied everything from me. Might as well copy my kids' names.
He's a BJ wannabe.
He is. He's a complete BJ wannabe.
He saw how much money you're making. He's like, I got to follow this guy's footsteps.
Imagine that phrase, BJ wannabe. Who would want to be me? I mean, you know what? I mean, really? First thing I'd say to the guy, you got to pick somebody else to want to be. I really do.
That is so trippy, that of all names.
Yeah, and he's a geek guy and does a geeky like blog about Batman and stuff.
You think he's Robert
and
Joseph?
A podcast. Yeah. Oh, I wonder if he's Bobby Joe.
Ooh.
I mean, it's not so out of the question that somebody could be named Bob Joseph Shea in New England, because there's a ton of Irish folks in New England. Makes sense. I mean, it's not out of the question.
Do we get him on the show and have like a trivia battle. Ooh. Like as one texter said, you guys could have a BJ off.
Oh, that's a whole different thing.
We name sure something else.
BJ's going to get so many Google alerts, but for different reasons.
But phrasing. We find out what like so like Batman's his thing, and like Star Trek's your thing.
Okay.
And we come up with trivia questions and see who knows more about the thing that they're most geeky about.
Okay. I'm all for that. Let's do it.
And winner keeps the name.
I lost. You know, last time we did this, actually, was on the old opening and Anthony show, and Anthony beat me, I think, in Star Trek. I couldn't. Did he win or did I win? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
But it was unbelievable. I didn't realize that Anthony was that big of a geek. So I thought I had it in the bag. And next thing you know, Anthony is just firing off all this Trek trivia. And I'm like, damn, did I get slow rolled?
Well, he looks like in one of his tweets, he wrote like hashtag Kirk was right or something. So he's probably a Star Trek fan, too.
Oh, boy. This is a problem.
So we need to find out if he's. Yeah, that would be even better. Then you guys are going head to head about the same topic.
OK. You know, I definitely don't have as much Batman trivia as I do Trek trivia.
Right.
So he probably will win, though, because he's a younger man and he doesn't forget things, so I would imagine.
What if he won and we actually did bet the name? What would you go with your new last name?
We're betting my name?
Yeah. Winner gets Shay.
What is that about?
Winner gets Shay.
I'm the OG. I'm the one that's at BJ Shay. I'm the first one to do it.
Okay, either you have to change your first or your last name. So you could be either BJ.
You know what?
It's Bonkers gonna be bitch. I don't know.
It's going to be BJ Miggs. I'm taking your name.
You guys are getting married?
No. He already calls me his partner whenever we go to these conventions and people look at us funny.
Well, it's you're my radio partner. I mean, I don't understand why people don't understand that. Well, I mean, you're my partner in crime. You know, my partner on the air. But they always go, oh, I didn't know you guys were together.
Yeah, they give me a look like, partner? I'm like, no.
It's like, you know, partner has a lot of different meanings for crying out loud. Yeah. You know, don't be assumptive. That's a word.
I'm not a delve hunter.
All right, BJ Miggs. Damn, it's that. That way the show would be, it's BJ Miggs with BJ and Steve Miggs. It would blow people's minds. I will do that. I will take the name Miggs if I lose this.
Oh, gosh.
Or you can change your name to DJ Shay.
Oh, yeah, that's what people call me that anyway. Shay.
He's interested in the OG.
Ooh, OG Shay. Yeah. I think it's interesting that you want me to lose my name and put it up for grabs.
No,
would you put Miggs up for grabs? And what would you be if all of a sudden we found another Miggs?
I'll change it to Miggs with two G's since everyone spells it that way anyway.
By the way, there is a Miggs somewhere out there, isn't there?
In Florida.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get complaint, like people are yelling at me on Twitter about something. Like, I have no idea why are you mad at me about an opinion I never shared? And then they tag all these other people. I'm like, why am I being bothered with this? And then I click on it, all the other people are his co-hosts and his team in Florida. I'm like, you know, I don't need this kind of negativity.
You don't need that negativity. You're Seattle Miggs. It's a whole different world.
I'm positive Miggs. He's negative Miggs.
That's what it is. Oh, well. Well, we'll find out. See if we can get this guy on.
That'd be kind of fun, though, if like he actually turns out you guys hit it off.
I don't see any reason why we wouldn't hit it off. You know, I mean, unless, of course, there is that.
He'd be like the son you never had.
100%.
What if it's
the son you always wanted?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Sorry, Joe.
Wow. What if it's like a Looper thing? And he's just the younger me come back to try to, you know, train me up like Joe.
Oh, then we got
to
get rid of him.
Yeah, you're right. We do. Yeah, just like young Will Smith. Maybe he's hunting me down. He's like young Will Smith coming at me.
Maybe we shouldn't mess with the universe. We should just leave him alone.
Yeah, I heard because there's a temporal paradox if you come in contact with your other self.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to blow up.
So. Oh, I thought you were talking about the appetizer I get at my sushi restaurant.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, the temporal appetizer you get? Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
It's, you know, yeah. Hey, all right. We have a big question that needs to be answered. What do Ryan Castle and cookies have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:54 on The Rock.
BJ and Miggs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and cookies have in common?
Crummy in bed.
Yep. I agree with that.
Well, Steve's wife hates when he eats both in bed.
See, I knew we were going there.
Yeah, bed was where Steve was going to go.
Steve has done both for the cookie.
I did it all for the cookie. The cookie. The cookie.
We did.
Where does he put the cookie monster? It's just the
Up the
Okay, gotcha.
Both are baked until toasty.
Okay. So this is going to be tough to go into this story. The FDA just approved a new kind of underwear that tastes like vanilla, or to some people, like cookies. The product is called Laurels, and it is a safe sex aid, this edible underwear that tastes like cookies.
Haven't we had edible underwear for a long time?
Well, this is different because this is an alternative to dental dams. It's a way to take care of a woman.
Oh!
I did it all for the cookie.
While preventing sexually transmitted infections.
Interesting.
This is a delightful story.
Yes.
The makers of Laurels describe the product as disposable latex underwear that prevents the transmission of bodily fluids, harmful pathogens, and STIs.
Oh, they're really taking all the fun out of it, aren't they?
Is it gluten-free at least?
Wow.
I did it all for the cookie.
There's a lot to unpack with that question. Ryan Castle, he's next. He has a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
It's so funny how like people get worked up about it. Like, you know, there's buildings that will not have a 13th floor.
Oh, yeah.
Sports teams will not let players wear the number 13.
And in different countries, different numbers are unlucky. So in China, the number 4 is unlucky, so they won't have a fourth floor. Or even if you've seen the new Turning Red movie, the Disney movie, which is filled with a lot of Chinese culture, they kept making jokes about how the number 4 is unlucky.
Wow. How do you play golf there?
I guess in a different way.
3.
BJ and Migs mornings on The Rock 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.